And welcome back to another episode of Small Town Talk. This week we are talking with
Alicia Crank with Cranked Up Consulting. She is hosting her 6th annual Edmonds International Women's Day this next coming Friday on March 8th at the Edmonds Waterfront Center. And she has a great lineup of speakers. So tune in and hear all about all the fun. There's still a couple tickets for sale and you can learn about how to buy tickets.
And forgive any sounds of work you may hear because there is construction going on in our building. So you may
hear some banging
and sliding and people talking. But enjoy this episode and yeah, have fun listening to it. Well, welcome back to Small Town Talk. Today we are here with Alicia.
Alicia Crank with Cranked Up Consulting. Welcome.
Thanks for coming.
So we are here to help you promote your upcoming Women's Day Festival here in Edmonds. Yeah. And this is, remind me, the fifth year?
Six years. 6 years. This was only supposed to be a one-off thing back in 2019. And then every time I was done, someone like you or someone else go, okay, so next year. And I'm like, can I just get through the day? I really did think that last year's the fifth was going to be my last one because we did it really big.
Yeah.
Especially with a lot of help from Schubert Ho and Feed Me Hospitality and doing like the what we call the top chef kind of food situation. That was really great. So I was like, I want to end on a bang.
Yeah.
But of course that evening. So to next year. And I'm like, okay. So here we are at number six.
You're on the train that just can't stop at this point.
I'm ready to hand
all speed ahead.
Well, the thing is that I feel like I'm ready to hand it off. I want it to continue, but I'm ready to hand it off to somebody else because for me, it was twofold. One was I wanted to find a place or a time and place where women can just be foundationally women, no political stuff, anything, just to get together for a few hours and enjoy each other's company.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and the second fold was at that time, I think I had been in Edmonds about 5 years. And so I was like, this is my way of trying to get into the community and kind of root myself here.
Yeah.
So now I've done it. And I know there are other people that are now coming into this community that have the same vision. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I want to like be able to hand it off to somebody like that can take it to other places and give me a break.
Yeah. Well, you're a busy person. You've got a lot going on.
It's a lot. I guess I shouldn't call it a new job. I've been in for a year and a half now, but running Seattle City Club and kind of doing the Women's Day thing on a larger scale, right? Because it's about civil discourse and, civic engagement and people just getting together, you know, with one another. But it's busy and doing it on a regional level has really taken up a lot of time.
Yes.
But it's fun, even though I'm exhausted. But I'd rather be exhausted doing something that I enjoy as opposed to being miserable and exhausted at something that I don't like.
Preach.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
If anyone is interested in helping Alicia continue this legacy,
yes,
reach out to her.
You know, it's been, I'm serious. Please reach out to me. And it could be a slight handoff. We can do 50-50 next year or something like that. But the great thing is the reason why it's lasted this long too, is that so many women and women-owned businesses really support this event.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't take that for granted. Now, talk about specifically, you know, Klein Jewelers and Kristen Klein, Nancy Ekram, you know, with her firm, her CPA firm, you know, they blindly will just sponsor it. They don't know what the theme is yet. They don't know what I'm planning. So I really appreciate that they trust me enough to know that I will steward their dollars well and to make sure that we're using, you know, those sponsorships to make sure that everyone in the community who normally would not be able to attend something like that to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
So 6 years ago, you had this vision of getting women together, like you said, and having a safe space to collaborate and network and just celebrate women being women, which is such a beautiful message. And I think especially even in the last 10 years, just some of the things are changing, but, you know, there's still a lot of work to do. So I'm assuming it was on a much smaller scale. It was initially just a brunch.
We did at the now defunct 190 Sunset, which is now a Pulo.
Yeah.
So we did it there. And then that evening was a separate event. And we went to go see the Captain Marvel movie. Because they released it on International Women's Day because it was their first female superhero-led movie. And so we ended up like renting out one of the theaters at the Regal at Northgate. I was trying to do it here locally, but there was a whole situation. So,
there's always a situation.
But at the last minute, you know, we had like a small theater. And at the last minute, you know, the Seattle Storm reached out and said, hey, we're doing something. And Alaska Airlines had put Captain Marvel on one of their planes.
Oh.
And they were like, hey, we want to be a part of this too. So it ended up being this big event at the theater that evening.
Wow.
And we ended up having a panel of women leaders, especially ones from Alaska Airlines, kind of talking about that. And so, like I said, it was just supposed to be a one-time fun thing, a time to breathe and relax a little bit. And then, you know, it just kind of took a life of its own.
Well, when you do something magical like that, it's hard to lose track of it, but again.
No, it really was for me though too. I mean, the political climate in our town at that time, I didn't think it could get a little worse, but it has. But you know, at that time I was like, can we just be fundamentally, foundationally just women?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And because I think that a lot of us who do have differences in this community are really cut from the same cloth.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of times we just say things differently or express it in a different way. But we have more in common than we don't.
Yeah.
And common goals.
Exactly.
You know, I think most women, especially in this town, across the board want to support each other. Mm-hmm. And we've seen it in some of the events that happen in the women combining in other ways to Absolutely. Help lift each other up. So I think, you know, the theme across just this region is women want to support women. So it's a great motivation and something to... I shouldn't say motivation, but it's a great thing for all women to aspire to, is to not beat each other down as we were taught as children, you know, and, you know, your fellow friend may be your enemy and it's competition, but no, actually, if we all work together, then we can accomplish so much more.
Absolutely. And so it really did break my heart over this past election year locally to see so much division happening, especially amongst other women within our community, ones that I'm friends with, ones that, you know, if they call me and ask me to do something, I will help them do it. And I think we have to get to that point of being able to say a separation of church and state needs to happen, right? Like, I can still be your friend, but maybe I don't necessarily think you should be leading something.
Yeah.
Because it's not your will. Like, I think I'm an awesome person, but I should not be running a health club. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that person. And no one should come to me and say, Alicia, you should totally do that. And I'm like, no, I can't. That's better suited for someone else that has that certain talent.
Yeah.
And not to be able to take that in some kind of offensive way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be offended. Like, girl, no. Yeah. You'll help me. And so that was really one of the things I thought about too when it came to this year's Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So the overall theme across the world is inspire inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I came up with a sub theme for ours, which is rule breakers and good troublemakers.
Ooh, I love that.
You know, and I was very intentional on that because I said, you know what? Sometimes to get to that place of unity again, sometimes you have to break some rules.
Yep.
Sometimes you have to bust out of what's already been laid out because maybe it's dated, you know, or misogynistic or whatever it is. And it's like, okay, you know what? We need to do something different. We need to shake up the tree a little bit to help advance where we want to be.
It's a rule we stand by very adamantly. We have a list of rules for our company. It's 10 rules. And one of them is rules are meant to be broken.
Yeah.
Same time I do something, I'm like, well, rules are meant to be broken. So.
And rule number one is no assholes, which we abide by.
Yeah.
This is why we are friends.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are the things I think about. And so, you know, and when I thought about that, I said, who are good examples of that? And there's so many, but I'm really excited about the panel that we've put together for this brunch. So some are familiar to others, like Casey Davis,
mm-hmm.
who's the executive director of the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mary Anderson, a Black woman who ran for judge in Snohomish County this past time. Jen Barnes. She owns Rough and Tumble Pub down in Ballard. So a women's sports bar, which I was at over the weekend. They have a great brunch, by the way.
Oh, good to know.
Brunch is amazing. Actually, I tell people when they ask me what that location is like, I said, imagine Bridget's Bottle Shop, but with a full kitchen.
Oh,
like the layout, the airiness of it. It's a really huge space, just like Bridget's. So, you know, we're going to be, you know, talking about these things and asking them to talk about their stories about advancing what they're doing, but knowing that part of that had to be either being a good troublemaker or, you know, breaking some conventional rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love a rule break.
Well, it's fitting to you. You have the Kraken.
Yes.
What is her role at the Kraken?
Oh, Katie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Katie is Kenny Townsend. She is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for the Kraken. So she's going to be our keynote. And she's really going to talk specifically about how the front office was very intentional on being as diverse as it is, mm-hmm. especially in the NHL. I would probably say the Kraken has the most persons of color and women in leadership in the front office than probably any other NHL team.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing. And it was intentional and it's working. And I think they're starting to be an example for other organizations as they update and rebuild to look at that as the model.
Yeah.
And not be afraid of things looking different.
Exactly. And sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
You need different.
Well, especially I feel like with a sports team, you need the different perspectives because your clientele is going to be equally as diverse. I mean, sure, there's probably a lot of men at games that mm-hmm. are white, but at the same time, there's all sorts of people that are going to want to go to the game. So having that diversity in the office is going to just serve that team in a better way to help anticipate the needs of mm-hmm. what the stadium and the team.
I mean, even for example, so I was at the last game where, you know, they have these theme nights.
Yeah.
And so, you know, on Women's Day, they are actually having a theme night, Women in Hockey Night there. So there's a handful of us that are going to go there that evening to be at that game. But this last one I was at was their Black History Month theme game. Mm-hmm. And to see so many youth of color walking around, it was their first time in the arena, the first time seeing a pro hockey team, you know, play and to kind of see themselves represented on the screen and being honored. I was like, this feels good, right? But I was there for Lunar New Year as well.
I was just going to bring that up. And they had the dragon dance on the
exactly.
ice. Exactly. So cool.
So I really love how they embrace that. And then here's a plug, and I'm going to put this on the Women's Day Facebook page as well. The Kraken is also hosting the day after, so on March the 9th, down at the SIF Egyptian Theater. Mm-hmm. There's a movie that they're sponsoring with Starbucks called Ice Queens.
Oh.
And that's also part of their kind of Women in Hockey Month celebration. And it's free.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so tickets are free. It's going to be like a networking thing, a view of the movie, and then like a Q&A with the folks that were in it. So,
wow.
Very cool. That's it's awesome. Amazing how I feel like, too, when you come to like a Seattle hockey game, mm-hmm. it's so much more probably, you know, diverse than if you go to a Calgary Flames game, you know, where it's just the amount of people that you see there and, you know, women and just of all spectrums. It's just amazing. And it's so great to see that. And it's awesome those kids got to come and see, you know, because a hockey game is so much fun. I feel like hockey is my favorite sport to watch just mm-hmm. because it's so exciting and, you know, everyone loves a good fight. That's my brother.
So
my brother has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
The nicest kid ever. And he goes to hockey. He's been going to like the Thunderbird games for years. And his favorite part is the fights. That's all he goes for. Yeah. He's like, I want to see a fight. We got to see one. Right. It's just so much fun to go. It's just the atmosphere and the excitement.
And it's more fun to go in person and to watch on TV.
Absolutely.
You got to be there in person and got to really feel it. And I think with the Seattle ones too, it's so much more social mm-hmm. than just going to the arena, watching and going home.
Yeah.
You already know I love to hang out in the Space Needle Lounge.
Yeah.
That's my people watching spot. You know, that's where I can go in and see everyone that I want to see at some point without, you know, circling the building two or three different times.
Yeah.
It's just so social. The fact that the bartenders know me is a little scary now. But but it feels like home.
Well, that whole stadium is very set up for like going back during the break and hanging out with people. There's, I mean, it's so open and, you know, the back, you know, on either side of the net and stuff. It's just, it's amazing how many people just, the first thing we do is like, the period ends. It's like, all right, let's go find our friends and talk to them and hang out and then come back to our seats. And I mean, luckily hockey, you have that, you know, break in there to do that. But it's really,
it's totally true. And I find it funny to myself every once in a while when I think about the fact that somehow I'm now known for and synonymous with both kind of women's activities and sports. And I was like, what? But I like that I've been able to, you know, have that as part of Women's Day too, you know, during the pandemic, which, you know, I wanted to do something, you know, so we had to do it online, obviously, because we were not meeting anywhere. But to be able to have Sue Bird be, you know, our virtual keynote speaker for that. And, you know, one of the owners, Dawn Trudeau from the Storm there. And it's like, women in sports don't get the credit that it should. And I think it's starting to get there now, but it's still such a long way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, Sue Bird was such a big get.
Yes.
I mean, talk about an icon.
And again, that was one of those things where if it wasn't for Nancy and Kristen, you know, because they're not free, you know, but for them to be able to kind of be an early sponsor and say, hey, go for it, do what you need to do. And to make that happen was really great. And then having, you know, Michelle Lee last year. And, you know, like I said, this year I wanted to keep it more local again.
Yeah.
But at the same time, kind of get back to that first Women's Day, get back to that brunch and just kind of sit around and look cute and eat things and drink things and, you know,
enjoy the day
and just enjoy the day. And you're looking out at the water. I mean, what's worse than that?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. You can't get much better view than down there.
Yeah. And I'm grateful to the Waterfront Center too. The past couple of years where we've had it there, that they've also helped to, you know, sponsor and underwrite what we're doing there. So it's a community thing. And that's why I said, when I want to hand this off, I don't want to give it to anybody.
Yeah.
I really want to make sure it goes to someone that's invested.
Mm-hmm. And the right intentions.
And the right intentions.
Like, sees the whole vision.
Yeah. And take it somewhere different. I mean, I will never say that I know all the things. Or I think what everyone should be doing. I would love to see a different perspective, you know, brought into it that makes me go, oh, why didn't I think of that? That's pretty damn brilliant, you know? But again, I would even like to see like some younger women in this community kind of step up and want to do it. Because I think this could become so much bigger than what it is. I just don't have the capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's understandable. It takes a lot. It's a lot of work, I'm sure, to put it all on.
But it's fun. Like I said, it's a labor of love. I look forward to it every year. I'm always surprised by who shows up and who, you know, because sometimes there, again, we have polar opposites in this community.
Absolutely.
You know, and so sometimes I'll walk into the room, because when you're running it, you're not like looking at your guest list the entire time, and you can't stare out and see how people are interacting with one another. But when I do occasionally walk back and forth, you know, and I go, wait, I know that person and that person don't really like each other, but they're having a conversation right now and they're smiling and it doesn't look fake. Yeah. So I'm like, victory. That is the measure for me that it was a successful event, is when you can have situations like that happen. I don't know how long lasting it would be, but knowing that in that moment,
it was a neutral ground for them to connect.
It was a neutral ground.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I don't have people, you know, so sponsors, for example, you know, some people say, oh, can we hand out flyers? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You know, because first, they're all going to be left on the table.
Anyway. Yeah.
No one's going to take. And I'm like, that's just such a waste for them to do.
Absolutely.
But we are going to do a digital version that goes out to everybody in the community, not just the attendees, because I still think it's important to show who's supporting it and that we can go back and support them, you know, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the date is March 8th.
March 8th.
And tickets are on sale.
Tickets are on sale. We have a few, like we probably have maybe 25 to 30 left that we can do. But again, even this morning, like someone bought like 10.
Wow.
You know, and it's the week out, right? So everyone does that. They're like, okay, like, oh, now I should buy that ticket. But yeah, do it. It's going to be a great buffet brunch lunch. There, you know, brunch means, you know, we're going to have some little vino, you know, a little something for the adults, you know. And, you know, it's just going to be a great time of just getting together and talking. And hopefully we learn something from each other by the time you walk out the door.
I mean, I went last year for the first time and I was in tears by the end of the afternoon. I mean, it was such a powerful message. And like you said, it's just things that you don't always consider or gives you a new perspective or hearing just someone else's journey and what they went through to get to where they are now. And it may look all flashy on the outside, but there's a story behind these people and the adversity that they face. And, you know, not just being a woman, but, you know, just... It was really powerful. It was very moving. So I really encourage anyone that's on the fence about going, or maybe this is your first time hearing about it, to go to the website.
Yeah. So you go to crankedup.co. So crankd.co, or just find the Facebook page, Edmonds International Women's Day on Facebook. It'll take you there, take you to the Eventbrite to get your tickets and learn more information about who's going to be speaking and what their background is. And if anyone wants to come to the game that night, I think there's still a handful of tickets available. Oh, that's the other thing. We are going to be taking a handful of girls in sports in the local high schools to the game as well.
Awesome.
So, and that's very largely in part to those who donated to be able to purchase those tickets to go. So
very cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Great. Well, is there anything else you want to share about the event or things people should?
This is going to be the first time we don't record it. So we're not going to live stream or anything like that. That was mainly because of coming out of the pandemic. So you definitely want to be there in person and, you know, just come with an anticipation of learning something new. Awesome. Come in with an open mind, an open heart, and just be able to take in information.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Alicia, for coming and joining us. And we're going to get this pushed out and hopefully we get that tickets down to zero.
Last ticket sold.
That's usually not a problem, but I think you guys are going to help me get to zero a lot faster than normal. So thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Alicia.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.